El Paso Community College's Black History Month celebration kicks off on Monday with an assortment of wonderful events for the entire community. With me are Kathleen Bombach, she's an assistant professor of English at EPCC, and Michael Thornton, who is an art lecturer at EPCC. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Kathleen, you're more the literary aspects, and Michael, you're the visual art elements.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Is this your first year involved in the Black History Month celebration?
Not for me. I've been involved for the past 4 years.
Excellent.
And we do this annually, and it's quite popular. One of the most popular things we do on campus, with many community members coming in and participating or enjoying the events.
Excellent. And how about you, Michael?
This is my first year participating in the committee.
What role did you take as a committee member?
I'm the co-chairman of the art exhibition.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And that's a student exhibition. Where exactly is that on campus?
That's going to be at the administration building in the foyer, in A building.
And again, the Administrative Services Center, Building A, 9050 Viscount. It is a little bit clearer as to how to get there now, the entrance off of Hawkins immediately across from Cela Vista Mall, and then you can't miss the...
You go right on Viscount, mm-hmm. and there is a sign that says El Paso, EPCC.
Yes, it's real clear off of Viscount. So it's well worth going to each of these events. So you'll have the student exhibition opening the 10th and going through the end of February. And what else is happening on Monday?
Well, Monday, February 10th, we've got Mike Hamilton and Billy Towns, both very well-known musicians, who will be performing for Jazz Night, one of our most popular events.
Yes, they're quite the pair, and it's really worth getting to hear them if anyone hasn't. I believe there's a series of Monday night performances. They each start at 7 p.m.
Yes, they each start at 7 p.m. and run until 9. We suggest that people might want to come a little bit early because the rooms fill up.
Really? All right. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Have you ever had to turn people away?
Yes, we have.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Why I'm suggesting people go 5 or 10 minutes early, because usually by 7 o'clock, because of the fire code, we're actually turning people away.
And what's next?
On February 17th, we have Choral Music Night, and we've got two of our own faculty. LaVon Nelson is a classical musician, and she sings. She's vocal.
Yes.
Raimi Demerson is our district dance coordinator, and we will have a dance performance. And then we have the Young El Paso Singers Elite Ensemble, who do a whole hour-long show of music from the history of African Americans in the United States. It's quite moving.
Oh, that's a lovely performance, too, and the kind of thing that even if you've seen that performance before, you see it again.
Yeah, you want to see it again.
Very worth it. And then the 24th would be the next Monday.
And we have a professional actor from New York who does a one-man show. In the previous 2 years, he has done Martin Luther King and Frederick Douglass. This year, at our request, he's doing Malcolm X. It's a two-hour show, a one-man show, using the words and the life of Malcolm X.
Oh, that's also going to be extraordinary. And this has not been performed in El Paso before,
to your knowledge? It's never been performed here before. It's never been performed in El Paso before. His name is Phil Darius Wallace.
Yes.
And he is a professional actor. He's been on a number of television shows. And we do fly him in to do these performances. And his previous two times, he did Martin Luther King and Frederick Douglass, and they were quite moving and quite popular. So we're thinking this will be also a very exciting event for the audience.
Really wonderful way to get a sense of history through the arts. If you can't pick it up out of the books as easily, this is the way to really feel that you've experienced it. In the art exhibition, the student works, how's the theme presented, or is there a cohesive theme?
We did a whole range from musicians, visual artists, writers, poets. So we try to cover a whole ground of every important person in Black history to represent, not just for the civil rights movement, but we wanted to get so many other different important figures for Black History Month, you know.
And now, is this, you're talking about the depictions in the visual art? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, in the artwork. We have a mixture of printmaking and drawings that are going to be displayed by the students. It's all the students' work. And they're really excited about doing the project, and they learned a great deal.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. These things make an impression. And then there's a very exciting 25th Annual African-American Read-In Day celebration.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
This is part of a national effort during Black History Month to read from the writings of African-American writers. It could be poetry, prose, song, and speeches. And the readers will mostly be our students and community members. If anyone is interested, they can email us or just show up for the events. We're doing it on three campuses: Valle Verde campus from 10 to 12 on February 18th, Trans Mountain campus February 19th, that's a Wednesday, from 12 to 2, and the Northwest campus on Thursday, February 20th, from 12 to 2. And we welcome any members of the public, anyone who wants to find their favorite African-American author and show up and read to us.
Oh, and there are some juicy ones. That's very tempting. Really nice to know that the community can step up and be a part of these. I want to thank my guests today, Kathleen Bombeck, who is an assistant professor of English, and Michael Thornton, an art lecturer with El Paso Community College, giving us a preview of the comprehensive celebration of Black History Month going on at the Administrative Services Center. That's Building A, 9050 Viscount, opening with a student art exhibit this Monday, and that's always open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Building A, and then a variety of other events that you can find listed on epcc.edu, or you can call 831-6383 for more information. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You.